listeners in Southern California and friends, it's time to choose your bed. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. The church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issue of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news and story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, of course, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I thought maybe we'd just start out talking about what's going on over there in the Ukraine, because the people really don't understand it. I mean, people believe that what we're seeing is what's really going on, but that's not really the case at all. You have to understand that all of the wars we've had for the last 100 or more years have been manipulated, whether it would be starting with the Spanish-American War. They wanted to get us into that war. They wanted to bring about this world government. They wanted, of course, to get America to become an imperialistic nation. And they staged the war with Spain. And then following that, we had the Philippine-American War, killed off a couple of 100,000 Filipinos. But most Americans never even heard of the Philippine-American War that was fought from about 1900 to 1905, somewhere in there. And that's how we got to actually take control of the Philippines for such a long period of time. But the First World War was a totally contrived war. Nobody wanted the war. The English people didn't want the war. The German people didn't want the war. The Russian people didn't want the war. The French people didn't want the war. But there was a little tiny band of people in England. They were the secret society, the outgrowth of the secret society that Cecil Rhodes had created. And basically, they were initially called the Association of Helpers. Then they were called the Round Table. And they actually were a small secret society. Their ultimate goal was to bring about a world government. And, of course, basically to do that, they needed a war, because out of the horror of war, they really believed that people throughout the world would be willing to give up their national sovereignty and create a world government. And so, basically, they lied. The English ambassador to Germany lied to the German Kaiser and assured him that if there was a confrontation, certainly between Serbia and Austria-Hungary, that England would not come into the war at all. England, under no circumstances, would come into the war. And, of course, the Kaiser foolishly believed the ambassador, not realizing, of course, everything was being done to bring England into the war, to create a world war. And when, of course, the Kaiser aligned himself with Austria-Hungary after the assassination of Crown Archduke Ferdinand. Ferdinand was an accidental, probably a murder, certainly, of a prominent figure. But, of course, then this was the justification for this First World War that ended up killing over 20 million people, ended up, of course, damaging more than that. But it ended up destroying the Russian Empire, the German Empire, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Ottoman Empire, It just simply wiped everything out. And that's what the purpose of this war was to change and transform society. And of course, America was brought into the war under false circumstances, had nothing to do with the sinking of the Lusitania. That's what they tell you. But the Lusitania was sunk in 1915. They thought they could use that to bring America into the war, to create a phony incident, and it didn't work. The American people didn't want to go into the war, but they controlled the media, and they ran all these atrocity stories. Oh, these terrible Huns, you know, they're cutting off the hands of little children and cutting off the breasts of Belgian women. It's all a lie, just like they're lying to us today about things that are going on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. Give us a call.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry, easy to prepare by just adding water, easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we were just talking about how they got America into World War One in 1917. That was simply because the media was controlled. They ran all these phony atrocity stories and all these stories about the wicked Huns cutting the hands off of little Belgian boys and the breasts off of the women and torturing them and basically raping the Belgian women. And it was all a lie. But because they controlled the media, and day after day after day after day after day, they ran these phony stories. They eventually convinced the American people of these terrible atrocities. And then, of course, they had a minor incident, and they used that as a justification for bringing America into the war. If America had ended into the war, the war would have ended in 1917. Literally millions of lives would have been saved. But instead of that, we prolonged the war for another year and a half. And, of course, that certainly probably killed another 4 or 5 or 6 million people. people unnecessarily. But that's the way wars are. But the whole idea is going to bring about the League of Nations or world government. And when it didn't do that, World War II became inevitable. And when World War II failed to bring about the United Nations and a world government, then World War III became inevitable. And we're moving rapidly towards World War III, ladies and gentlemen. Only this is going to be a much more disastrous war. Well, let's open lines on Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-295. And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But right now, let's go to Sandra, who's calling us from Yakima, Washington. Hi, Sandra. How are things up in Yakima?
Well, it was raining. Well, it is raining, but, you know, I don't complain about that. I enjoy it.
Okay, fine. Is it pretty cold, or how cold is it?
No, it's not. It's not cold. It's about 40, I think, now.
Okay, great. Okay, fine. Well, what would you like to talk about this evening?
Yes, I wanted to ask you a question. If a person is forced to take vaccines to keep their job, is there any healthy regimen that they could employ to fight that you know of?
Well, first of all, there's no way that you can get out of it. Have you actually? Why don't you check with Alan Phillips? You know,
I heard you. Yes,
and basically talk to him and see if there's something you can do. Now, if you don't want to fight them and you want to just go along with it, yes, certainly the things that you can do. There's no guarantee, but you want to certainly get rid of any of the toxins that you'll get, and of course, you never know what's in the vaccine.
I mean,
you don't know if there's aluminum or mercury, and that, of course, is why certainly this product that Bill Saudi was talking about yesterday, Garlazyme, is great because, of course, it will help you to excrete those things. But you need to take the things that will help you, IP6, rice bran, vitamin D3. There are three or four things that will help you to get rid of the toxins. And you want to do is stimulate your cells to produce glutathione and get rid of the mercury and get rid of the aluminum and get rid of all the other things that are in the vaccines. But you're still not going to change the fact that they are altering your immune response, and you never know what's in that. And I will tell you now, are we talking about the flu vaccine? What are we talking about?
Well, I don't know what they're forcing the employee to take for sure, which one it is, if it's the flu or other vaccines. But
is this a government job or what? Who you're working for?
Well, no, I'm just giving you an example.
All right, fine. Well, basically, there are ways to get around it. And basically, this is why you need to talk to somebody like Alan Phillips, who knows how to do that. And certainly, it's vitally important to avoid the vaccines if you can. Now, there may be a place to take a vaccine. Certainly, if I had a horrible, dirty wound and certainly gunshot wound or something, I might take a tetanus toxoid booster. But just for the average small wound, it isn't worthwhile taking a clean wound. The doctors certainly are put in a situation where they'll give you a tetanus booster anytime you have a cut in the skin to protect themselves. And it's absolutely ridiculous, and it does far more harm than good. But there probably is a place for a tetanus toxoid booster. It's in the, sometime in your life. But certainly, most of the vaccines you do not want to be taking. And if you look at the statistics, certainly on the vaccines, you'll find out on the flu vaccine, they really do far more harm than good. They do not cut back significantly on the incidence of the disease. And certainly at best, they may cut back on the incidence of the disease maybe 30 or 40%. But they do not give you 100% protection. And basically, of course, you can get all sorts of complications from taking those vaccines, specifically the toxins in the vaccines, and then the alteration of your immune system. And if you haven't heard my talk on population control, where we go into the background of the dangers of vaccines, it's probably well worthwhile getting and actually watching that. And then, of course, we actually have so many, we have books written on this. You need to be able to discuss this intelligently. And we certainly need to ask them, where are the scientific studies? Don't tell me the scientific studies. Show me the scientific studies, double-blind studies that show a dramatic decrease in the incidence of influenza and the complications of it. And the fact that there's absolutely no danger, and if there's absolutely no danger from vaccines, then why can't you sue a vaccine manufacturer if you have a complication? And you cannot sue a vaccine manufacturer, even if a vaccine kills you, because they've got laws passed. Why? Because they know they're not safe. They just don't want you to know that. And there's not one person in 100 knows that you cannot sue the vaccine manufacturers. They've trumped the laws so that they're protected. It's just that you have no protection. Anything else, Sandra?
Well, my grandmother took one some years ago, and it made her deathly sick. So
I'm surprised a lot of people do. In fact, I talked to a lady just the other day who works at the hospital and would not take the vaccines. And she told me that most of the people she worked with took the vaccines, and so many of them got sick. She didn't take the vaccines, and she hasn't gotten sick. So she's also taking the vitamin D3 and certainly the antibiotic and these other things. And certainly in the wintertime, you ought to be taking the large doses of D3, at least 5,000 units a day. And you ought to be taking either antibiotic or immune support, both of which we offer, or get them someplace else, but something to boost your immune system. And then, of course, certainly, if somebody is close to you comes down with this, double up and take the vitamin D3 three or four times a day and the antibiotic three or four times a day. And if you do, you'll probably get by either with no disease or it'll be very, very transient. Our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You're out there, you have a question or comment, or give us a call. Our guest is Sandra, calling from Yakima. Sandra, is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
No, that's wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Good night.
Good night, and thank you for calling. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Well, that was Sandra. Again, our telephone lines are 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, that in the polio vaccine, the original polio vaccine, had 40 of viruses in it, four monkey viruses, because, of course, they actually grew the virus in monkeys. And one of those viruses was called SV40. Fortunately, you have the internet. You can look up on the internet and find out what I'm telling you is true. SV40, or simian virus 40, and it's a cancer-producing virus. And basically, of course, the last thing they were going to do is tell you that this has given millions of people cancer, and far more people have ever died of the cancer that they got from getting that cancer-producing virus than ever died from polio or were crippled from polio. But they cannot let the public know why. Because if the public knew that they had done things of this sort, they would no longer trust the medical profession. And unfortunately, although most doctors, I think, are trying to do a good job, you can't trust the profession. I go to the meetings all the time, and we never see any discussion of this sort of thing. At medical meetings, the average doctor has never even heard of simian virus 40, but you have, fortunately, access to the internet, and you can look these things up, and you can determine if I'm telling you the truth. Simian virus 40, SV40 polio vaccine, and you'll see some articles saying, there's no harm to it at all. Ladies and gentlemen, they're simply lying. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we got Bobby calling from Yakima. Hi, Bobby. How are we doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I just got out of class and turned on 9:30 a.m. and heard you talking about the vaccines and the dangers of. About 10 years or so ago, someone told me that the vaccine for tetanus was actually bad for you. I did some research and found out that they're basically putting what tetanus lives in your body. So I have not had a tetanus shot in quite a while now. Now, you were saying something just a few moments ago with the last caller that the vaccines actually cause more damage than good. Whereabouts do I go to find out more about this information so I can help others learn about this as well?
Well, you can certainly go to my talk and my talk on population control, the covert agenda, or my talk on Agenda 21. But if you go to, certainly call us at 1-800-544-8927. We've got several books there on vaccines. We've got certainly a talk, certainly a DVD simply on vaccines. And this is available, but certainly there's so much up on the internet. Certainly that you want to get the things from vaccines and brain development is the talk we carry. Vaccines and brain development, a talk by our good friend Dr. Russell Blaylock. It's DVD. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Have you been to our website, Bobby? RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, but vaccines and brain development. And then get Dr. Blaylock's wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And my talk, certainly, on population control, the secret agenda. That'll get you started. Anything else?
No, sir. I think that's enough research to keep me busy for the next couple months or so.
Okay, God bless. Thanks very much. And we'll be back in a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old West.
1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Right now we have Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho. Hi, Dee. How are we doing?
Hi, pretty good. We're getting lots of moisture up here, which should help the grass be green and grow, and no water shortages in Idaho today.
Oh, well, I'm so glad to hear that anyway.
It says in the scripture that God reigns on the just and the unjust. The reason I called was to update you on our efforts to fight Obamacare by primarying those treacherous legislators that enacted the only Obamacare exchange in any conservative state in the United States of America. And I'm speaking specifically of a Luke Malik, and he is a rhino, Republican in name only, and I have the good news to report to you tonight that he has a serious primary challenger.
All right, now, what is his name?
Malik, M-A-L-E-X.
And is he a representative then from...
Yes, he's a state representative, District 4A.
All right, fine. He's a state representative, Malik, and this is the man who's challenging him a good Christian?
Definitely a good Christian, a business owner, has a supplements nutrition company, so he's well-funded, well-spoken, and he's not for core curriculum, he's not for gun control. Malik has been promoting all these things in addition to Obamacare, and his name is Toby Schindelbeck, and I don't have a phone number on him yet, and his website's just getting put up, but...
Well, I hope that you'll actually get hold of the information and you'll get it to me, and we'll be glad to put them on our program, because I do what I do, trying to give good people who love the Lord the opportunity to get their message out, certainly with a degree of control over the mainline media. It's hard to get the information out, but our job is to reach as many people as we can, and God has given us this voice. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, and certainly 3 hours a day right there in Idaho by regular radio, and certainly then by shortwave and other means why people can get our message. And incidentally, our telephone number, if you're out there and like to talk to us, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. But I'm glad you're on the front lines. I hope you get that information for me. And you can either call it in, or certainly our website is Dr. Stan, I should say, our email is Dr. Stan Radio, D-O-C-T-O-R, Stan Radio at AOL.com, at Dr. Stan Radio at AOL.com. And we'll be glad, of course, to get him, this gentleman, onto our radio program and hope that he will do very, very well.
Well, there's more, too. We have a serious challenge to our governor, to our incumbent governor. And that gentleman's name is challenging Governor Otter, is Russell Fulcher, F-U-L-C-H-E-R, and I gave your producer contact information on him. And he led the fight against Obamacare. Unfortunately, he didn't prevail. He was unsuccessful in the Idaho State Senate, but he was regarded, he's well-regarded in the Senate leadership, in the Idaho State Senate leadership. And he is a serious challenge to Governor Otter in the State Senate. In the state of Idaho.
Well, the only way that things are going to change is for the good people to get involved. The media is on the other side, and they own most of the television. They own most of the radio, but fortunately, we do have this network, certainly in your area, the American Freedom Network, and certainly we have the opportunity to get the information out through them. So basically, of course, American Christian Network in your area. But basically, this is why we do what we do, why Tom Reed allows us to be on the radio programs up there. And so certainly, if you have other candidates, just be sure to let us know. And if we don't get them on, you call us back and remind us. Our job is to get the information out. Anything else, Dee?
Well, I could go into more detail, but there is an important deadline coming up. The filing deadline is March 14th, unfortunately, there are a lot of these rhinos that did vote for the Obamacare exchange, which are unchallenged. And I have the glad duty to report that about 60% of them are going to be exposed to one or more primary challengers. I do not know how viable they are. I think some of them would drop with a boo, because Obamacare is widely regarded as an unmitigated disaster in Idaho. And there's widespread disagreement and angst, and the people are very unhappy about this. So if you can make the filing deadline, by all means, run for the legislature in the next week, 10 days. I certainly would if I felt it was economically viable.
God bless. Thanks very much.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
And somebody asked if we'd once again put out the title. Well, we had to have a DVD of Dr. Blaylock. It's called Vaccines and Brain Development. It's a talk that Russell gave. Excellent. Vaccines and Brain Development. And then you can get my talk on Population Control, the Secret Agenda. Population Control, The Secret Agenda, the two DVDs. We actually have Professor Blaylock's book and Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We have other, several other books on vaccination. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley. Most of you now know why so many people believe that Miracle Soup really is a miracle. Miracle Soup products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. We have Bobby on the line. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But right now we have Bobby on the line with a question. Hi, Bobby. How are we doing?
Yes, sir. I'm doing good. I just spoke with you a few minutes ago. I was trying to write down the website that you were telling me about, the vaccine and population control information.
But basically, the vaccine and population control is a DVD, and it's by Dr. Russell Blaylock. And certainly, you just get that by calling 1-800-54. I'm sorry, it's Vaccine and Brain Development. Vaccine and Brain Development is a DVD by Russell Blaylock. You get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I have a talk on population control, population control, the secret plan, and you get that at the same site. It's at radioliberty.com by calling 1-800-544-8927. Anything else, Bobby, before we let you go?
You said that was radioliberty.org?
Radioliberty.com is our website. RadioLiberty.com. Okay?
All right. right. Thank you for your patience, sir.
Okay. God bless. And right now, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Abe on your line. Abe, you got a lot of background noise there. Abe, are you there? Abe?
Hello?
Abe, yes, we are hearing a lot of noise in the background. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Praise the Lord. I'm calling from the Midwest, right here next to Cincinnati, Ohio, and Covington, Kentucky, the Northern Kentucky area. And I would like to make a couple comments about a topic which seems to be token, but God knows my heart. I'm being honest. I'm praying and worry about it. It's a topic that few people want to talk to in America, but it is necessary to do it. And it is the increasing violence from the African-American community against other minorities, not only in Cincinnati, Ohio, and Kentucky, but in much of this country. We are facing that problem. There's a place near here in the state of Ohio called Price Hill, where the raping, the killing, the assault, the robbery from African-Americans, mainly to Hispanic immigrants, which are known amongst them as Spanish ATMs, has increased 300% in the last 6 months. Few people want to talk about it. No, they think it's a racial topic. Only God knows. But the one thing I can tell you, it is time to start calling things by their name. You should say that it is the white population that acts with a racist attitude for all the population. Sadly, in some of our African-American brothers, we have seen the same attitude of hate against other minorities. That's all I want to say. And by the way, they are the minority that are turning Muslim more than any other group because they hate, the historical hate, because of the history of African-Americans in this country, is being exploited by many people. I'm not saying that all, but many people in the Muslim religion, and they are recruiting young African-American men, especially coming out of jail, you know.
And well, I certainly agree with everything you've said, Abe, but let me point out to you that they are poisoning the black population of America. And let me get into the background of what I'm actually saying, and you can actually check this out. The work of Dr. Roger Masters of Dartmouth. And basically, he is a scientist, this is a sociologist, and he actually got interested in black crime. I mean, Sydney, almost half of the people in prison today are black. Why are there so many black people in prison? Because they commit crimes. Why do they commit crimes? Why? Because, of course, if you certainly put hydrofluorosilicic acid into water to fluoridate it, it contains lead, or at least it increases the level of lead in the blood, certainly, of children. The largest study, scientific study ever done in the entire world was done on 450,000 children, black, white, and Hispanic. And they found out that if you suddenly fluoridated the water, not with sodium fluoride, but with hydrofluorosilicic acid, and suddenly you double the level of lead in the blood of white children, it went up four times in black children, and went up the level of lead went up six times in black children. And you could directly correlate the lead level in the blood of black children with criminal activity. And in areas where they did not fluoridate the water with hydrofluorosilicic acid, you didn't see the dramatic increase in violence. And you probably never heard this before unless you listen to our programs. But we're poisoning the blacks. And we put this information out, gotten it to Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. They don't care. I mean, basically, and it's only going to get worse, and more blacks are going to get more and more crimes. And what we need to do is get the good black people on board to help us get this truth out. Go up on the internet, check it out. Dr. Roger Masters, Dartmouth University, hydrofluorosilicic acid, water fluoridation, and certainly the incidence of crime, and it's a lot of that, I'm sure, is violent crime. Thanks very much for calling, Abe. I agree with you. I share your concerns. But we need, of course, to get the truth out, and we need to stop poisoning our black brothers, okay?
Especially their hearts, my brother.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Amen to that. Okay, fine. Let's quickly go. Right now we have, let's see, we have actually somebody calling from Live Oak wants to make an announcement.
Yeah.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And you go right ahead and make your announcement, because I think this is an important issue. It's a local issue, but we want our local people to understand what it's about. Go right ahead.
Yes, thanks, Dr. Stan. This is Susan. And the Board of Supervisors is discussing to make it mandatory to put an RFID chip in every pet, dogs and cats. And their next meeting is March 11th, 9 a.m. at 701 Ocean Street at the county building here in Santa Cruz. And if you want to make your voice heard, if you are pro or anti, I happen to be anti, you can make your voice heard then. I think this kind of an issue is barely publicized. Most people don't even know about it. And
no, I want you to tell what's wrong with this. So, I mean, why should we be against certainly the chipping of dogs and cats? And what of it? There's an increased incidence of cancer, isn't there?
Yes. The chip has a little polyethylene sleeve that's designed to make the body react to it and produce collagen and other, you know, fibrous material around it to keep it from migrating. But sometimes it even migrates into the spine, causing paralysis, or the body develops a tumor around it. And sometimes the chips don't even work. They're only as good as the people that update them. And so they can fail there. So it's also surveilling the pet and the owner, and they can be hackable. They can, your information isn't secure on there. And there's an incompatibility between these chips and MRIs, and that can be dangerous to the pet.
But I think one of the most significant things, I wish you could get more statistics on the increased incidence of cancer. In my understanding, is it's 1 or 2 or 3%. It's a significant increase in the incidence of cancer when you chip that animal.
Right.
And basically, suddenly this is a stupid idea, but everything is to be regulated and regimented. And so if you're out there, you live in the Monterey Bay area, live in Santa Cruz, why get down there? Once again, when is this meeting going to be?
This is going to be March 11th at 9 a.m. In the morning at the county building.
And will you get up there and talk about the cancer and do the research on it? And then get back to us and let our listeners out across America know what the real incidence of increased cancer is, because as I recall, and I haven't looked it up for some time, but it was considerable.
Yes, and if you want to know more, go to chipmenot.com or .org.
Chipmenot.org.
Yes, thank you.
All God bless. Thanks very much. Okay, fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Here in the Central Coast of California, certainly it's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. Let's go to Sarah, who's calling us from Tri-Cities. Hi, Sarah. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. I appreciate you taking my call. In addition to your newsletter that I get by the Internet, I also get the Prophetic Observer. This is Noah Hutchins' monthly newsletter.
He does a wonderful job, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And I just got this issue yesterday, and I thought it was rather alarming. Anyway, the title of it, the article is by Dr. David Schnitger. You might want to have him on your program, but it's called West Coast Disaster. And it's basically saying that we're getting a lot of this radiation stuff from Fukushima, and that even though there are high radioactive readings up and down all the U.S. West Coast, the government is still saying that it hasn't reached us yet, but apparently we have, and it is contaminating the fish like the tuna, the bluefin tuna, and it says radioactive cesium-137 has been found in local berries and mushrooms.
Well, Sarah, basically, I have read that report. The question is there enough there? Certainly, there's some increase in radiation, but is there enough there to be really concerned? Is it a danger to us? And I'm not absolutely certain. I think that, and I love Noah Hutchings. I think he does a wonderful job. But I think they're trying to scare us to death with this whole thing of radiation. There are a lot of things we should be a lot more frightened about than that. But you're absolutely right. There is increased radiation. And people read about it. But is it a serious problem? And we're just going to have to wait and see. I'm not convinced in my own mind. Yes, there's an increased level, but is it to the point where it's going to do any harm? And they don't tell you that.
No, but it does say that the Department of Health and Human Services has ordered like 14 million doses of potassium iodide. And so that's another thing it commented on.
Okay, fine. Well, that's fine. I'm all in favor of that. But that doesn't mean that we are going to be in real danger because they've ordered potassium iodate. But anyway, we ought to be taking it anyway. In fact, we carry potassium iodate. We encourage people to go ahead and take additional iodine. Everybody should be taking additional iodine. I agree with that. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, then he says the danger of Fukushima is not over. That top scientists have warned that if another major earthquake hits it, which it says is almost inevitable, it would mean bye to Japan and the complete evacuation of the West Coast of North America.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sarah, I think they're trying to scare us to death. That's my impression. I mean, there are a lot of things that are very, very real dangers, and we're not talking about that. But anyway, I appreciate you calling. Make one more point, and then I'll let you go.
Well, that's enough. I just thought that it was sounded serious enough to me that people need to be aware, to be cautious of eating the seafood, and that the danger is not over.
Okay, fine. Appreciate that very much. Thank you very much for calling. And right now, let's go to Ron, who's calling us from the great state of Washington. Ron's one of our favorite callers. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of things to be worried about. One of the things is we're on the verge of World War III. But nobody's talking really about that, not really. And putting it into its real context, we're talking about the deaths of hundreds of millions of Americans. There is a very real danger of an EMP, electromagnetic pulse attack on America. If that were to occur, well, we'd lose probably between 1 and 200 million Americans. And believe me, the Iranians have nuclear weapons and they could use them. We don't talk about that. They focus our attention on the threat coming from Japan. Look very effectively and understand where reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Well, just an anecdote, Dr. Stan. I was teaching in an eighth grade class, and mostly Hispanic kids. And one of the kids was somewhat concerned, and he asked me when the currency was going to collapse.
Well, I'm glad to hear that at least the people are aware of the fact that this is a very real threat. And basically, I will tell you that even the people on the other side, the people already running things behind the scenes, are very concerned, and they should be. But everybody in the listening audience should be concerned. What did you say to this young man when he asked?
Well, I just said, I don't know. I said, I don't know when it's going to collapse. I think they can keep it going an awful long time because the fact that we have a we're the world reserve currency, and we're such a powerful military force, and we're so belligerent, and we've been murdering people all over the world that many of the countries are afraid of us. So we could probably keep this charade going for an awful long time. So I don't think it's very imminent, but then I don't know.
Okay, anything else, Ron?
Well, I was just very impressed that an eighth-grade kid could be that perceptive.
Well, also, I wonder if he's listening to alternative radio. He must be to have gotten that idea.
Well, I don't know. But also in that class, a number of kids got into some animated discussions about our Bill of Rights and where our rights about the various amendments and which amendment has which rights and such. And I was very impressed with that as well.
God bless you. I think it's if they're predominantly Spanish-speaking kids, why aren't they obviously probably value freedom a lot more than a lot of English-speaking kids? Well, anyway, God bless. Keep up the great work, and you might mention Radio Liberty, okay?
Yes, sir. Will do.
God bless. Thanks very much. And let's quickly go to Bruce, who's calling us from Durham, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. Your question or comment?
Yeah, you're rightly concerned about World War III. I think people in this country figure Obama's not going to do anything. He wants to get Obamacare through. I don't know if Russia's right or wrong or the United States is right or wrong, but I do know the news media, the mainstream news media, is just a propaganda mouthpiece as bad as the Joseph Goebbels would ever think up in Nazi Germany.
I think you're absolutely right.
Why
incidentally,
do people listen to
that show? Let me just quickly mention potassium iodide is what you want to get, not potassium iodate. If you want to get potassium iodide, we carry potassium iodide. You can get that through Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And suddenly we have Bruce on the line. We'll try to get to William during the break here. We're going to be back in just a moment. But it's potassium iodide that you want to get, not potassium iodate. Be back in a moment here.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Hold that thought for just a moment here. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have William calling from Michigan, who's just talking about the danger of the Japanese current, which actually comes along the bottom of the ocean, and then that will, of course, bring things over from Japan. Anything else you'd like to say, William, before we let you go?
Yeah, it takes
2 years for that cycle of water to complete a course. But if they're continuously adding more and more to that, it's going to, you know, I would start wearing a film badge if I was living in up there where you're at. Just, you know, one of them film badges that people.
Well, I know. Well, maybe we ought to, but I'm not going to be worried about that. I think we got a lot of other things to be worried about. Anyway, we're going to.
Oh, I know. I understand. I'm with you on that. I was just footnoting you that.
Okay. God bless. Thanks very much.
Okay. You too.
And get those people back there in Michigan listening to our program, will you? Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain our network of programs across America, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But if you want to join the Radio Liberty family, why you call us at 800-544-8927. You want to listen to get a catalog. You want to get a list of the books or the items or the things we sell. Or you want to get anything that we talk about that we have for sale through Radio Liberty. Or join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You call 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the central, and certainly we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters by certainly calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Quite frankly, we need your help so we can maintain our network of radio stations, and they're on the East Coast and the West Coast. And we have a radio station certainly in Michigan. We have radio stations in New York. We have radio stations in Kentucky and in Ohio. And then we have a number of radio stations on the West Coast in Idaho and in Washington. And then, of course, we have our local radio station here. And then, of course, in the afternoon, we have our shortwave, and we have internet, of course, 4 hours a day. And then, of course, even the afternoon program can be heard by telephone, but it's all expensive. And yet we are reaching people all over the world, and people are beginning to understand the powerful spiritual and supernatural forces working behind the scenes. Now, to really understand what's going on, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our talk on the supernatural. I need to get the 4-CD set, a talk suddenly given by Constance Cumby on the Aquarian Conspiracy. The Aquarian Conspiracy and those things, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, the 4-CD set on certainly the supernatural and the 4-CD set on the Aquarian Conspiracy will give you a good solid foundation into the fact that there really are Luciferian organizations out there. Not imaginary, but very real. They know exactly what they're doing. They don't want you to know. If you doubt what I'm saying, look at the back of the dollar bill. Why is there a pyramid there, capped by an all-seeing eye? Cindy, what is the slogan, Novus Adoris Seclorum, beneath that pyramid, really represent? Understand, Cindy, go to trilateral.org. That's trilateral.org. And then suddenly, a look at their logo. It's three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. Upside-down broken cross. It's a Luciferian organization made up of the most wealthy and powerful people in America. We ask you to suddenly pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision. And for our provision, we're going to be back for the next hour here with a good friend, Steve Frank. But please, if you're in a position, help Radio Liberty. And if not, pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Beside her and guide her.
from the mountains, to the prairies, to the ocean, white with gold. God bless America, my heart beats
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stephen Frank, who actually puts out a newsletter every morning at 3 o'clock in the morning. You can get it for nothing. I said, we'll tell you later how to get in touch with Steve Frank and get his daily commentary. But Steve certainly does a wonderful job of keeping his readers abreast of what's really going on in America, what's going on in California. Steve, thanks very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, I've been on your show many times in the past, and I've listened to you. And you have a phrase that you use, that the world is going crazy. And I listen to you, and I hear what you've said. And I saw a story this morning that's going to be my newsletter tomorrow. And as I was writing about it, I thought of you, the world is going crazy. The story is headlined, UC Berkeley to host white anti-racist training for queer and women's communities.
Isn't that the most amazing thing in the world? Why would you want to train people to suddenly do everything they could to undermine the basic social fabric of our society? We were a moral nation at one time. At one time, America was a nation based upon moral principles, godly principles, the principles of the Bible. And we've turned our back on that. And of course, my fear is, Stephen, that God is going to bring his judgment on America because we have turned our back on God.
Well, the strange part is, if the Ku Klux Klan had a training session on hating people of color at UC Berkeley, the students there would rally, they would riot, it would never be allowed to happen. But here you have a group that is sponsoring a training session on how to hate white people. That's bigotry. Yet the UC system is allowing this on their campus, and the group that's behind it has done numerous other crazy training sessions on college campuses around the country. But this has to be the worst. That what they're doing is teaching people how to get around white racism and privileges of white racism. And in fact, some of it is being taught by white people who obviously are self-loathing, who don't like themselves, in fact, hate themselves so much that they consider the fact that their skin is white automatically makes them racist. And I do believe these people are racist, but not in the way they think they're racist.
Well, basically, of course, what we have to do is get away from hate. We never want to hate anybody. You don't want to hate them because of their way they talk. You don't want to hate them because of the color of their skin, because of their gender, or even because they're homosexual. Basically, I feel very, very sorry for homosexuals. I dealt with them for many years when I was practicing medicine. Many of them are very, very nice people. But, of course, they have an affliction. And many of them would love to be able to get away from being homosexuals. They've tried and are incapable of doing it, but they're not happy being homosexuals, and they're not the ones that are out demonstrating. In fact, many of the people who are out demonstrating for homosexuals' rights are not homosexuals at all. There are people who want to destroy the infrastructure and the moral fabric of this society because of an intense hatred of this nation. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest, Stephen Frank, and we do live in a world gone mad.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Steve Frank. And Frank is simply, Stephen Frank, and Steve is simply talking about the fact that in an election there, certainly along the border of Texas with Mexico, a strong Hispanic turnout, they have certainly a voter picture. You have to have a picture, voter identification by picture. And they had a very high turnout, requiring people to have certainly voter ID, did not discourage voting, why it actually encouraged voting. But what was really so interesting is that these Hispanic voters, even though they were voting Democrat, were voting staunchly pro-life. They were voting against the Democrat gubernatorial candidate, who is strongly pro-choice. And basically, because of course the Hispanics, Catholic in the background, support the pro-life position, which the Protestants would be as stalwart in their supporting of the pro-life position as the Catholics are. Go right ahead, Stephen.
And this election also showed that the Republican Party, certainly, is moving further to constitutional government rather than more moderate government, which is not a moderate government at all, but a unlimited government. Even though some of the most conservative candidates did not win, all the candidates who ran on the Republican side actually ran as strong conservatives, even those who in Congress didn't have the votes to prove they were strong conservatives. But in Texas this year, in the primary yesterday, it was very clear that the people of Texas are conservative, that the Republican Party is conservative, and if you want to win office, the person who is the most conservative can win by standing up for their principles and not backing down from their values. And that's an important lesson for Republicans and for all of society. The American public wants constitutional government. They demand accountability from government. And what we've seen in the last 5 years is the dramatic excesses of an unlimited, out-of-control government. And maybe, while I certainly don't support President Obama, and you know that, Dr. Stan, I think maybe our nation has to have gone through these 5 years of Obama and the next 3 years of Obama for the people of this country to understand how arrogant and out of control and how controlling government can be if the Obamacrats are allowed to control our nation. The conservatives have pretty much taken over the House of Representatives, and I believe in this new election, they will also take over the U.S. Senate. Even the Democrats are trying to pretend they're conservative. And that's a big point. Our country is moving in the right direction, but we still have to keep the pressure on.
And of course, this Obamacare is driving a lot of people out of the liberal camp. And it sounds wonderful, isn't it? Wonderful to have affordable health care. The trouble is, it's terrible health care and it's not affordable. And this is going to be one of the greatest disasters. Not only that, but of course, our country is morally bankrupt and it's financially bankrupt. And we can't afford, Obamacare. And I think that this is going to be just one more millstone that is going to drag this country down to economic destruction. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, I have another story in tomorrow's newsletter that there's a hospital in the state of Washington that has cut its prices for services and procedures by an average of 35%. Now, that sounds pretty good, but the way they did it was by firing 1,400 people. So they're not going to have the services they had before. They won't be able to provide quality services they did before or timely service, but they were able to cut the prices. At the same time, in the last couple of 3 months, four hospitals in the state of Georgia have been closed, and both hospitals, the four in Georgia and the one in Washington, have the same problem. Their economic disaster is based on the fact that the government has been cutting Medicare and Medicaid payments to doctors and hospitals so much so the doctors can't practice and the hospitals must close. And while all of that's going on, here in California, the nurses' union is providing a ballot measure to be on the November 2014 ballot where the government will control the prices of all procedures in the hospital, and the government will determine what prices they can pay and what profit they can make over the actual cost of a procedure. Plus, they want to be able to control the administrators' salaries, and this is what a union wants to do. While at the same time the unions want to take over the hospitals, there's a hospital in the Bay Area called Allen Bates Summit that is losing $8 million a month. And so the administrator of the hospital had determined that he had to fire several hundred people. The nurses' union went to court, and the court gave control over personnel levels not to the administrator of the hospital, not to the board of directors of the hospital, but to the union. Now, the Union won a temporary victory, because when this victory is over, a lot more nurses and other personnel are going to be fired, or the hospital will close down. It can't afford to lose almost $100 million a year and stay open.
I remember Alder Bates Hospital. I used to live and practice in that area. And so basically, that's where I took my training, was at Merritt Hospital in Oakland. But it's madness, you know. How can you possibly give the union control, certainly, of the hiring practices? I mean, basically, that judge should be fired. This judge has no business. How could he possibly want to give the very people who suddenly represent the workers the right to hire people? They have no responsibility for making the thing work financially. We're bringing the whole medical system down. And where is the outcry from the people? Why, we're just having too good a time watching football and basketball and baseball and golf to be concerned about the fact that America is being destroyed from within. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, America is being destroyed within, and the workers are being taken advantage of by the people who extort them for money and then use the money like that union did to force even more people to be fired because of poor practices pushed on them by a union that's greedy and out of control and really wants to have the ability to own and run a hospital, but not the responsibility of ownership. They don't wish to take on the losses. They don't wish to take on the unemployment payment for those people who will no longer have jobs because of their policies. And so what's happening at Alan Bates, and this is happening all over the state and all over the nation, the unions are trying to take over hospitals in an attempt to set policy rather than buying a hospital and running it themselves. That would be the proper way of doing it. But using workers' money to get workers fired, that's obscene.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Stephen, how can people get at your the newsletter? It comes out at 3 o'clock every morning. How can they get copies of it and get signed up so it'll come to them on a regular basis?
All they have to do is go to capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com, and the front page of my newsletter will come up, and on the right side of the page is a box that says News Alert. Put in your email address, hit submit, and every morning at approximately 3 a.m., you will receive a copy of that day's news.
And it's an excellent source of information. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to have good information, and you need, of course, to help us get this out, and Stephen is doing a great job of that. Okay, what are some of the other articles you'd like to talk about?
Well, you know, I'd like to talk about an issue in a different way than being discussed in the public at this point. We all know that the president has been speaking very vociferously, saying that Vladimir Putin should back down over his takeover of the Ukraine, and that this is a terrible thing. And the president said there are costs involved in this. And everybody thinks it's a joke. No one has any belief, whether here in the United States, in Europe, or in Russia, in anything the President of the United States says. About a year or two ago, the same thing was done in the state of Georgia, which is a separate country that used to be part of the old Soviet Union. And again, they said there'll be penalties. And there weren't any penalties. And so when it comes to Israel, the president has clearly said he's a friend of Israel and defend it, at the same time telling Prime Minister Netanyahu that he has to sit down and turn over part of the country to Palestinian terrorists. No one has any beliefs in this man at all. And he said yesterday, I guess it was, that because of this, he is not going to go to Sochi in Russia, I believe it's in June, for the G8 summit conference. Well, no one cares if he's there because everyone understands this, that the G8 summit conference is just a bunch of world politicians saying nice things about themselves and promising a better future, but does nothing. He'd be better spent working on his short game in golf rather than going to the G8. It's a waste of time. And the fact that he's trying to get President Putin disinvited from Sochi meeting in June is just crazy.
Well,
I'm
very, very concerned about what's going to take place. We'll be back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We were simply talking about the economic and political crisis in the Ukraine, which certainly had been in large part produced by the United States. Why are we over there toppling a pro-Soviet government and replacing with an anti-Soviet government? We spent billions of dollars, certainly, in the Ukraine to topple the pro-Soviet government. And then, of course, we're very, very critical of Putin, because he's interfering in the affairs of the Ukrainians. We've been interfering with the affairs of the Ukrainians all along. And the question is, why? What is our ultimate goal? Pick up the story, Steve. I'd like to know what you think.
Well, there is no ultimate goal. That's the problem with Obama. Previous presidents, whether you agreed with their policies or not, had a goal. They had an objective. President Obama has no objective. He knows nothing about foreign affairs. You may remember during the 2008 primary, Hillary Clinton ran a TV ad that showed somebody sleeping, and the words over it was, "It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Who do you want to answer the phone?" And, you know, we now know that Barack Obama can't answer the phone because he has no idea what he's talking about. You know, it just came out yesterday that the president of the Ukraine, Vukanovich, who is now being protected by the Russians, had stolen $70 billion. That's billion with a B, from the people of the Ukraine. $70 billion. And the Russians had been protecting him. And the people who are now in charge of a portion of the Ukraine, in the Kiev section, those folks have no idea as to whose leadership they have, because there's no practiced leadership in the Ukraine because of 60 or 70 years of Soviet Union control over it. They don't have people that are trained in the art of government and honesty. They go back to the old corrupt days of the Soviet Union, and that's what they think is right. And just remember, Vladimir Putin didn't come up through Harvard. He came up through the KGB. And so he's acting as you would expect a KGB agent would, and he's running Russia into becoming the old Soviet Union. And we have about $1 billion a year in trade with the Ukraine, but the president is asking for $1 billion financial aid to the people of the Ukraine. Well, why don't they just take back some of the $70 billion the president stole? Why should the American public go another $1 billion in debt for another two-bit country that means very little to us and that is controlled by the Russians, whether we like it or not? We're just tossing another $1 billion into the ocean.
Well, Steve, it doesn't make sense. So there has to be another agenda out there. First of all, the Ukraine is halfway around the world. Why are we involved in the Ukraine? That would be like something Russia coming over and be involved in the politics of Canada and toppling the Canadian government and putting in something, a pro-communist government there. We would be furious if that happened. And yet that's exactly what we did. Our agents have been over in the Ukraine and they toppled a pro-Russian government, and we're putting in an anti-Russian government in the Ukraine. Why would we be doing that? I think this whole thing has to do with creating a crisis situation, and I'm very much afraid this is going to lead to an increased confrontation between the East and the West. I think they know exactly what they're doing, because if you look at it from a logical point of view, it doesn't make sense. Only if you understand that they really want a confrontation between Russia and the United States does it make sense. And right now, the last thing we need is something that's going to drain a lot more money. America's having very very real financial problems. We're having to borrow $1 trillion a year. They tell us, oh, we're only going to have to borrow about $580 billion this year, and I don't believe it for 1 minute. That was the initial budget, but there are all these off-budget items, and we've actually increased the federal deficit almost $7 trillion in a little over 5 years. We're in real trouble. We're not only in trouble financially, we're in trouble morally, because America, as it is a post-Judeo-Christian nation, and we've lost the moral foundation of this nation. Our guest today certainly is Stephen Frank. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. It's what's going on over there in the Ukraine, a prelude to World War III. Who in their right mind would want World War III? Nobody in their right mind. But if you really want, of course, to transform the world, you need another major catastrophic event. It's only a matter of time before World War III takes place. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Stephen is just saying that the Putin is moving in the Ukraine, because, of course, there are a lot of Russians there, and certainly parts of the Ukraine, while the Russians are the majority, and other areas are minority. But, of course, it's Stephen's contention that Putin is moving in the Ukraine to protect the Russians, and even though overall in the Ukraine they are a minority, he he justifies this as what he's doing because he is protecting Russians. And in the Russian reading areas, what he's doing is very, very popular. And the, certainly the parts of Ukraine that are affiliated more or less with Europe, why they're really more or less anti-communist. What we really should do, of course, is divide Ukraine into the Russian part and to the Western part. But they're not going to do what's logical. They're not going to do what the people want. I really believe that they're going to maintain the situation there because they want a conflict. They want division. They want to be able to play one group against the other. This is my contention. Certainly, this is what they should have done long ago in Iraq, dividing it into a Shia area, a Sunni area, a Kurdish area, three separate areas, three separate ethnic areas. And that's the only, they'll never be able to live together. They'll always be fighting one another. Why don't we split them up? Because we don't want peace. We don't want stability. We want conflict. I think that's what's going on in the Ukraine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Stephen, and Stephen, before we go on, I want you once again to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get something put on your mailing list. And then you pick up your thoughts because you were simply saying that you felt that certainly that Putin was doing what he's doing because, of course, he ostensibly wants to protect the Russians there. But, of course, in many of these areas, why, of course, the majority the people are not Russian, but go right ahead, get your telephone number, get your address, your website out, and then pick up your thoughts.
Well, again, you can get the California Political News and Views, which is published every morning at 3 a.m. You get it directly to your mailbox on your email by going to capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com, and on that front page to the right, there's a box that says news alert, and just sign up for the newsletter that way. Put your email address in there, hit submit, and the next morning at about 3 a.m. you will receive that day's edition of the California Political News and Views. And if you want to know the stories the media doesn't highlight, the stories that the media doesn't even report, those are the stories that I report on in the California Political News and Views. Getting back to your the story of Putin, his argument is he's protecting Russians who live in the Ukraine. Here's the problem with that argument. For the sake of discussion, what would happen if the Mexican government decided to invade and take over parts of Texas, Arizona, and California to protect Mexican citizens, the illegal aliens, and Mexican Americans, Americans of Mexican heritage, who are a minority in this country from those big, bad white people? And what would stop Putin from helping the Mexican government to do that to protect the Hispanics in this nation? That's the slippery slope of the Ukraine and of the argument that Putin is using for his takeover of the Crimea and eventually the whole of the Ukraine. We already have groups in Mexico and in the United States that believe that the parts of the United States and certainly California are really parts of Mexico anyway. There's these separatist groups that believe that most of Texas, most of California is not U.S. Territory, but indeed Mexican territory that is has been taken over by the American government. So they would have what they believe is an historic reason as well as a humane reason, protect illegal aliens who are being harmed by the American government, to take over parts of the United States. That's the same reasoning Putin is using. And if we accept, as some in Congress have and some in the world opinion have, you know, just to leave him alone, it is Russian, basically, so he's just protecting his people. It won't matter much. It does matter because it sets the precedent of a government taking over portions of land of another government on the basis of protecting people who were once the citizens of the first government. We are in deep trouble if we allow people to accept this reasoning of Putin's as nothing but protection of former Russian citizens.
Point well made. Go right ahead.
Well, we also have, beyond the NATO issue and the G8 issue, we also have the ineffectiveness of the United Nations. I don't know if you noticed, but the Ukraine today kicked out UN officials, told them don't come back. So we're beginning to see the Russian influence on the whole of the Ukraine. But at the same time, we're seeing how ineffective and maybe even laughable the United Nations is. No one really cares what the United Nations says or does. The Russians use it for politics. The terrorists use it to try to kill off Israel. And the United States seems to agree to all of that. Very seldom does it stand up for America in the United Nations. Plus, we continue to fund almost 50% of the United Nations, while the United Nations calls us a racist, sexist nation that must be controlled, and even has people in The Hague talking about arresting former President Bush, and even the old man himself, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, for war crimes. We live in a world gone mad, and the United Nations is still on our soil. There's no reason for us to have an actively anti-American organization on our soil, and that we pay for almost half of. And then when there's a crisis in the world, like the Ukraine, no one cares about their officials. They say, get out of the country, you have 24 hours, pack your bags and go, and don't see us again. This is the world that Barack Obama has created for us, because no one believes in him, and therefore, whenever he threatens, there'll be costs, as he says. No one knows what that means. Does it mean he's not going to buy a cup of coffee for these guys? There's no costs involved here. And in fact, at the same time, several U.S. Oil companies are working with the Russian government to spend billions of dollars to harvest the oil in their country. So Americans are still making money off of Russia, and so they don't have any problem with Putin doing what he's doing, because he's just protecting Russian citizens, as he says.
Well, let's go to Ron, who's calling us from the great state of Washington. Ron, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, and it's on a different subject. It has to do with the University of California.
Okay, go ahead. Right ahead.
All right, and it's the head, Janet Napolitano. And it bodes very, very ill for the entire state when you have someone as contemptible as Janet Napolitano in charge of the education of the leaders of the future generation. And it's going to be very, very difficult with the kids getting indoctrinated with the lies and the decadence and the sedition and everything else that they'll be exposed to, that it's very, very difficult to overcome that and to convince these kids, because they'll be absolutely indoctrinated. I just wonder if Mr. Frank had a comment on that.
Do you have any thoughts at all on Janet Napolitano? Now, for our listeners, Janet Napolitano was in the charge of security there, Office of Homeland Security back in Washington, D.C., and she left that post to take up the position of chancellor of the University of California and basically she is in charge of the University of California educational system. Do you have any thoughts at all on Janet Napolitano there, Steve?
Well, this is the first time the UC system has ever been headed by a lawbreaker. While she was the Secretary of Homeland Security, she ordered her Department of Homeland Security and ICE not to arrest, detain, or deport illegal aliens, people who violated her laws, our laws, that she was sworn to uphold. She allowed criminals from foreign nations that she knew about to stay here, and that's the role model she's giving the students of the UC system. And the people of California are forced to pay almost $1 million in benefits and wages and housing allowances to her so she could be the head of our university system. And somebody, Ron, would ask the question, well, what's her background in education? And the answer is she went to school. She has no background in administering an education facility. She's not an educator. She was a failed governor in Arizona. When she left the governorship to take over the secretaryship in Washington, the state of Arizona had a massive deficit. And when she left the Homeland Security Department to go to the UC system, she left that agency with border guards that didn't know if they could protect themselves at the border, because if they did, they'd be held on criminal charges. The morale of the border guards was down dramatically because of her. And we are not arresting and deporting illegal aliens. I could find 40 to 50 every day about a mile from my home, but it would do no good to turn them over to ICE, because the policy of the Napolitano Homeland Security Department, which is still the policy, is leave them alone. And that's the role model she is. It's embarrassing that the state of California is paying her to run the UC system.
Well, I think it's important for people to understand who Janet Napolitano really is. She certainly is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. She was certainly at one time affiliated with the Trilateral Commission. She is one of this little small group of perhaps a few hundred people who rule the world. And this is why she goes from one key position to another. People don't understand. We have a small, self-perpetuating group of elitists who run America, control both political parties, and make mockery of our electoral process. And they rig our elections through the use of electronic voting machines, and nobody has the courage to speak out or to mention that this is a subversive movement working at the highest levels of our government. Ron, was there anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
Well, Mr. Frank said something about the Texas. Did Steve Stockman get in the top two?
No, he didn't. John Crone, Senator Crone, won that race fairly easily.
Oh, that's disgusting.
All we can do, Ron, is just keep plugging along and try to reach more and more people. We are reaching them. The alternative media is having an impact. We just haven't. It's going to take a lot longer. Anything else, Ron?
I'm not about to give up.
Okay.
But it's just very discouraging. When the Republican Party is now pushing sodomy and such, it's very, very discouraging.
Well, but we have a one-party system with two branches. And until people understand that, nothing makes sense. God bless, Ron. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, sir. I thank Mr. Frank for what he's doing, trying to hold back the tide. And I'm with him 100%.
And we appreciate everything you're doing up there in the school system, Ron. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, he makes a good point about not giving up. And that's really a great problem. At some point, when you get so much information and you see the status of the country and the direction it's going in, it gives some good, decent people who are faint of heart, unfortunately, a desire to sit back, relax, and let others take over the fight, because they're tired and they don't see that they're winning anything. And the reality is, at least in my mind and for me personally, is that I see a goal, and that goal is freedom. And that goal cannot be reached if I sit back and watch reruns of Seinfeld. I might like to do that, but I don't reach my goal. And what is most important to me are my grandchildren and my children, my family, my God. And I can't just sit back and watch others do something or say to my neighbor, why aren't you doing something if I'm not doing something? Yes, we have to be educated. And yes, we're not going to win every fight like we lost the fight down in Texas. granted that, but we won races down there, and we moved the Republican Party to the right. We even moved the Democrat Party to the right, toward responsible government, toward constitutional government. The real question, of course, is once in office, will these Republicans and Democrats actually vote that way? That's a different story. But at least they're saying they understand the issue. If they lie to us, we can come back at them in 2016 and say, you lied to us. You said this and you did that. We're going to throw you out of office. And that's really what we have to do, is start defeating large numbers of people. But you can't do that without first an educated base of voters, and second, a motivated and motivated set of voters, and a dedicated set of volunteers that will work to get the vote out and get the people to understand what the issues are. So, Ron, I certainly understand your frustration, but this is the time where you and I and others have to make a decision. Are we going to give up the fight to the Obamas of the world, or are we going to return the world to constitutional government that was given to us by our forefathers? I prefer to fight for freedom.
And I certainly concur, and I do believe, of course, that the more and more people are beginning to understand that something is seriously wrong. And things are going to have to get a lot worse before people begin getting involved. But I do believe that more and more people all the time are listening to alternative radio, certainly reading alternative sites there on the Internet. And then, of course, I know that our guest, Steve Frank, has an awful lot of people who subscribe to his publication. And you can get it simply by going to his website. Once again, let's get that website out. Tell people how they can get your release. It comes every morning. It's California Political. What is it?
It's the California Political News and Views. Comes out at approximately 3 a.m. in the morning. And you can go to capoliticalnews.com. CAPoliticalNews.com. Go to the right side of the page. It says News Alert. And in that box, put your email address, hit Submit. And every morning at about 3 a.m., you'll receive the latest edition of the newsletter.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program with our special guest, Stephen Frank.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Good night, God bless. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope, of course, you enjoy the programs with Steve and Frank. We have them. Try to get Stephen on at least once a week to keep us abreast of what's going on. We are involved, ladies and gentlemen, with demonic, truly demonic forces that are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world demonic government, a one-world government ruled by Lucifer, the prince of this world. And when you understand that, it begins to make sense. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't got our 4-CD set, certainly on the supernatural, that's the supernatural, or certainly got the other material we have on the on this spiritual battle that's taking place. Certainly we have a wonderful 4-CD set. It's called The Return of the Giants. And there are interviews with Barry Shamish, and Barry talks about the period over there for 8 or 10 years in Israel where people were seeing giants, that they would see them. A lot of people saw the giants. And then as mysteriously as they'd come, they disappeared. But here you're going to hear the four talks of my interviews with Barry as we go into the background of these giants. Now, why is this important? Well, it's important because you have to understand there is a supernatural element. Say, Barry doesn't understand that. He doesn't understand the spiritual nature of the battle. But he does know that people actually would report seeing these giants, and they actually were able to see the footprints of these massive entities. But I believe, of course, they come from the other dimension. There is a supernatural dimension. You don't want to get involved with that, understand? It comes from the very pit of hell, but you need to understand it's there. And that we were involved in a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Judeo-Christian civilization, and aligned against it are powerful supernatural forces. That's why our 4-CD set on, certainly on the supernatural, our 4-CD set on the Return of the Giants in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, it would be a good place for you to start beginning to understand what is really going on in the world today. We have a great 4-CD set of my interviews with Constance Cumby called The Aquarian Conspiracy. And certainly Constance was one of the first people to write on that. We do carry her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. That's The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. You need to see how this fits together and how this fits into the political battle that's taking place. And then, of course, you need to look at the back of the dollar bill and begin to see the supernatural things there. I mean, what in heaven's name is there a pyramid doing there on the back of the dollar bill? A pyramid capped by an all-seeing eye with a slogan beneath it, Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new secular order. What are they talking about? Why, of course, the devil, the prince of this world, has always wanted a one-world government under his control, a one-world financial system under his control, and a one-world religion under his control. And that is why, of course, there's your God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. This is why the U.S. military is going throughout the world and destroying Christianity in country after country. Remember, in Egypt, before we went in and toppled the Egyptian government, 10% of the population were Coptic Christians. Today, it's probably 1%. The same thing is true in Iraq. It used to be that 10% of the population were Christian. We've driven them all off. We drove them down into Syria. And then we financed the Al-Qaeda terrorists that are killing the Christians. And if you think that God is going to sit back and simply ignore what we are doing, And if you think that you have no responsibility for what's going on, you do. And if you can't do anything else, at least you can help to support Radio Liberty and help us to get the information out and tell others about what's going on and how our government today is actively destroying Christianity throughout the rest of the world. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, God is going to bring his judgment on America. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We hope you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountains.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the